matters of the heart always leave you from the start.
Can't do can-do attitude. You got to have a can-do, a can-do attitude.
What you gonna do when someone says,
nope, I don't think it can be done.
Do you have a can-do attitude?
Why would you even try?
Can-do, can-do attitude. A can-do, can-do attitude. Attitude.
Are you kidding me?
A can-do attitude. Can we change the world?
Sure can do.
Can you change your attitude?
Uh-huh, sure can do.
Hey, can you change a diaper?
Maybe, maybe not.
But do you have a can-do attitude? That's what you gotta have if you wanna get things done. Some fun, peel a potato, rope an alligator, don't wait till later. Can do, a can do attitude.
Can do, 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 can do llego a Puerto, voy para Miami. De Alto Cedro voy para Marcané, llego a Puerto, voy para Miami.
That was Chan Chan from Buena Vista Social Club. Previously was Bon Me from Curtis Harding, his new record, Departures and Arrivals. We also had that funky tune was Can Do Attitude from Doggone Fleas, which we actually found from like searching deeper into Doggone Fleas from, what was their other song?
Oh, this palindrome song that palindrome. I think about quite often.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is like, what do you call a cat? That's blah, blah, blah. And, like, the kids respond, like, a palindrome. And it just goes on forever. And I remember it really vividly from being driven to school as a kid.
Yeah. And a palindrome is something that can be the same word.
Back and forth.
Like
race car. Jinx.
Shh. Oh! The previously to that was Is It Love from Thundercat as well. From his album, The Golden Age of Apocalypse. Some good stuff.
Yeah.
Some real good stuff.
I lost my pencil.
You lost your pencil? Why?
I don't know. Like, I was drawing with it, and I turned around, and my brown pencil is gone.
Oh, it was a colored pencil.
It's the brown one I was writing our name card for the Davis Center on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. That's not right. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Are you ever looking for something yummy to pick you up in the morning, but you aren't in the mood for coffee? What should you try, Lucy?
Try matcha.
Why?
Matcha is a concentrated green powder made from the Camellia sinensis tea plant. It is a type of green tea and is packed with an abundance of antioxidants and phytochemicals. Polyphenols, a type of antioxidant found in matcha, have been found to have anti-inflammatory effects and to improve insulin sensitivity. What else, DJ Didge?
Does it contain? Matcha also contains the amino acid L-theanine, which has been associated with increased attention and alertness. So it's super versatile and can be made into a beverage, mixed into a smoothie or salad dressing, or baked into a sweet treat. Do you like sweet treats, Lucy?
I love sweet treats, DJ Ditch.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, did you know what matcha also has?
What?
Caffeine.
No way.
So if you need that extra boost like I do, it's a perfect substitute.
Exactly.
It's delicious and so nutrient dense.
This message has been brought to you by your matcha drinking DJs at WRUV.
One of us drinks matcha more than the other one. I want you to guess who it is.
I think that's our question. Who drinks matcha here?
I drink
the English major or the non-English major?
You'll be surprised.
And which one of us is the English major?
Which one of us is the I'm the English major.
I know. It's a great major. I love matcha. I answered the question. I couldn't stop talking.
It's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good. You're a double major.
I am. We get to learn about something in my major soon.
We get to learn about something in your major soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the next song coming up, DJ Didge?
Oh my God. Are you familiar with They Might Be Giants?
I'm familiar with They Might Be Giants.
The listener, though, are now put on matcha
loving listeners.
Yeah. Well, we have They Might Be Giants coming on next.
Yeah. Only here.
Only here on WRUV
90.1. FM Burlington on your radio dial or wherever you can access the World Wide Web.
Only if you dig the ice with us, you can check out these two cuts from They Might Be Giants, their record. Here come the 1-2-3s. This is the Zeros.
Zero is the mathematical value between positive and negative values.
Zeros, zeros, zeros mean so much. And numbers big, 1 million, too small.
1 million.
And the number that means nothing at all.
The number zero.
Race to the moon and back again. matching up, you know I might win. Infinity, infinity. How can I reach infinity? It's the highest number there could possibly be, but I'm gonna reach infinity. If I run around in circles, I'll never make it back. Oh, figure of eight goes around, around, around.
Loco. She went peck, peck, pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. I lost my yellow basket, and if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh dear, I wonder where my basket can be. Oh gee, I wish that little girl I could see. Someone help me find my best and make me happy again, again.
Was it green?
No, 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 no.
Was it red?
No, 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 no.
Was it blue?
No, 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 no. Just a little yellow basket.
Thank you. myself in the night through our arms. From the mouse, I'm getting to the south. I found a brand new prison for you. Cause good morning. You could act another night. Taking the first light.
First Light, Makoto Matsushita, from his record First Light. Previously to that, we had a track from Plantasia by Mort Garson. Swingin', oh my god, how did you pronounce that? Spathifilms?
Swingin' Spathifilms? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Plantasia's a great record. You should definitely check it out if you haven't. A Tisket a Tasket from Ella Fitzgerald as well. We had Hector Laveau with Loco. We also had the kickers of the set, which were back-to-back They Might Be Giants cuts, Infinity and Zeros. We had a couple of... There was some confusion with Zeros. But
it's so good.
From
Zero to Infinity.
From Zero to Infinity.
Make me happy.
No, they did make you happy. They made me happy, too. Thanks. We got complaints, is what I'm saying.
They're fine.
It's 59 degrees right now.
But music is music, and it's an expression of certain times in our life when we listen to music like that.
That's so true.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
59 degrees right now in Burlington. It's mostly clear. The high today was 69 and the low is 55, but that's old news. Tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, we are projected to have sunshine all week long.
What? Yes. No way.
I swear.
I'm so excited.
Look on your phone.
I will.
to the general listeners, too, in the Burlington area.
Whoa.
High of 67 tomorrow, low of 51. High of 71 on Tuesday, low of 49. High of 74 on Wednesday, low of 54. High of 70 on Thursday, low of 55. High of 66 on Friday, low of 50 on Friday. Friday is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah. This is the best. We're entering my favorite type of weather.
Yeah. We're entering like peak first semester weather.
Feeling like a New England feel, though, with... cloudy on the weekends.
Yeah.
Sunny during the week.
Yeah, partly sunny. partly cloudy on Saturday with a high of 71 and a low of 50. Thanks for getting me back on track.
What?
No, I thought that you were trying to keep me locked in.
No, I was making a joke as a non-New Englander about the insanity of New England weather.
Oh, I see. No, I was gushing so much over this week that I lost
track.
No,
I'm so excited.
And then a week from today, we're going to have a high of 59 with a low of 58, and it's going to be cloudy. But we'll have 5 full days before that. 5.5, I would say.
Yeah.
Just sun. Oh. Or at least that's what it's projected to do.
I'm so excited.
I know. Plenty of soul.
Plenty of soul.
I know.
Well,
I mean, if you caught Art Hop this past weekend, you were definitely met with some rain showers, but I don't think that stopped you from checking out the fantastic work that the artists here in Burlington have been making. it was a lot of, it was a giant showcase and a lot of great stuff. I think probably like that little like maze that's in the back of the lamp shop.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Featured some of like my favorite artwork that I've seen up here, like mm-hmm. in general. And I've seen a lot.
Yeah.
But like that stuff was really fantastic.
Mighty talented.
Mighty talented. Absolutely.
Yeah. Switching topics a little bit and pivoting to your news for the week. Ooh. For your Sunday night. Mm-hmm. From the Vermont Cynic, personal information of Vermont's SNAP recipients shared with the federal government. Maxine Thornton and Alex Strand share from August 7th, 2025. On Monday, August 4th, 64,000 Vermonters relying on food assistance programs had their personal data, including names, date of birth, social security numbers, and addresses, shared with the federal government, according to the August 5th press release from the End Homelessness Vermont. This intentional data breach by Governor Phil Scott came as a result of an executive order signed March 20th allowing agencies unfettered access to comprehensive data from all state programs that receive federal funding. Mm. SNAP, also known in Vermont as Three Squares Vermont, serves about 66,500 Vermont residents during they served about that many during the 2024 fiscal year, or approximately 10.3% of the state population. Most of those included in the data breach were being helped by End Homelessness Vermont. About 5 in every 1,000 people experienced homelessness in Vermont in 2024, which was a record jump in the number of people living unsheltered from a year earlier. Vermont Treasurer Mike Piekiak was let down by both the Trump administration's decision to request the information as well as Vermont's decision to turn it over, he said in an August 5th press release to the Cynic. Vermont elected leaders must stand up to protect the most vulnerable, he said. Our office is entrusted with sensitive data from tens of thousands of Vermonters, and we will take every measure to protect their privacy from the Trump administration in Washington. Mm. For more about this, head to the Vermont Cynic and reach out to your... And if you want to, there are always options to reach out to your local politicians.
Yeah. Phil Scott, Governor of Vermont.
Scott.
Very boring name. Sorry. Well, so the thing's called SNAP?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Look. SNAP, crackle, pop, right? Usually, like, what is that? Popcorn?
No, that's the Rice Krispies treat.
Yeah, Rice Krispies. So when you think of Rice Krispies, what comes to mind? Is it the treat, like the packaged blue thing? Or do you get, like, the... Like the cereal.
I like the cereal is my type of food. My favorite type of cereal.
Yeah. Rice Krispies is your favorite type of cereal?
Yeah.
What do you put with your Rice Krispies, DJ Goose?
Milk.
And like any fruit?
Milk.
That's it?
Maybe blueberries.
Blueberries is good.
Bananas go in like...
For me, bananas are Frosted Flakes.
Or Cheerios.
Cheerios are great. I just don't have Cheerios that often.
I should get Cheerios.
Frosted Flakes, yeah. I have a box of Frosted Flakes. It's like a giant box. And I just have no milk. I have not bought a single thing of milk since I've been here.
Oh, mine's going bad
right I'll take now. It from you.
Please don't. I need it.
All right. Well.
Actually, I might give it to you.
You don't have to give it to
no,
me.
No, I don't think I'm using it. I'm using my oat milk more.
Okay. You know what's interesting? Mm. Like, there's a place on campus where everybody gets a burger, right? Davis Burger.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get this burger and you're excited to eat this burger. If you like to eat burgers, of course. And you walk out of the line, you pay for it or whatever. And as soon as, like, you try to get, like, your condiments ready for the french fries, mm-hmm. if you get them, there's a giant mural of a cow staring at you dead in the eye.
I haven't been up there yet. Is the cow new?
No, it's been there the whole time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah. You love cows, so you just... Think about this cow a lot.
I mean, morally, how am I supposed to feel?
Right. Oh. Hmm.
This cow is adorable on this mural. And I've got this, like, piping hot burger in my hand.
That's a really interesting question that we should ponder.
I know. And then there's like bacon on top of it. I love bacon. And, you know, pigs are pretty cute too.
Yeah. Hmm.
Anyway, here's the Supremes with Snap Crackle Pop. This is Digging the Ice. I'm DJ Didge.
And I'm DJ Goose.
Baby, I need your good love and a
baby,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth. Standing in the spotlight on showcase are 12 young men who have given you such tunes as the Grunt, Pass the Peas, Give Me Some More. Ladies and gentlemen, without no doubt, these are the JBs.
Hit it. How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
Ain't so much bone, brother.
Yeah.
How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here.
Yeah.
How you feel, brother?
Right.
Hey, Jeff. Yeah. Sure getting down. Look at him. Ha. We're gonna have a bunk good time. 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 Let's take them up, Fred. We gotta take you high. Yeah. All right. You wanna do it again? You wanna do it again, huh?
Yeah. come here quick. Gotta get the jam quick. Gotta get the jam. Gotta get the jam quick. And bring me that lickin' stick. Bring it home. Bring it. Bring it.
You've been tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. 90.1 on your radio dial, because I messed up that intro. And
you're totally good.
And wherever you get your World Wide Web connection on WRUV.org. We are, you just heard, Doing It to Death. No.
Yes.
Yeah, Doing It to Death by Fred Reasley and the Fred Weasley and the JBs, and before that was Better Be Quiet Now from Bad Meldal.
Brad Meldal, yeah.
Meldal.
He just released a complete collection of Elliott Smith covers on his on the Nonesuch record label. It's really cool. That was the opening track to it, Better Be Quiet Now.
Both beautiful.
Yeah.
I think.
Would you call doing it to death beautiful?
I don't know.
It can be. You know what is beautiful?
The story behind our show name. Our show name. Yes. We just discussed probably 10 seconds ago before we started talking that to those who don't know us, the name Dig in the Ice is kind of has a fun explanation behind it. So I'm DJ Goose, and my first show name was Quacking the Ice because ducks quack, and so do geese, apparently. and DJ Digges was...
Digging the crates. Yes.
So, naturally.
We mixed the two.
Mm-hmm.
We could do Quack in the Crates.
Have we done Quack the Crates?
No. I feel like that would be like an inverse show. I mean, how would we even... It would have to be different in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. I don't know how, though.
I don't know either. We like to dig the ice, though, is the point.
We do.
What you're listening to is Digging the Ice. This is something you tune into.
Right. When you dig the ice, you find new things about the life that we live in.
Because water is life. And, you know.
We have to dig through it to find new life.
We have to dig through ice. Exactly.
Find new life.
Yeah.
So you have to dig through our show to find new music you like.
That's so true, DJ Goose.
Thanks, DJ Didge.
Oh, you're so welcome. There's a rubber duck staring at me in front of this booth right now.
Where?
You see this rubber duck right here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That rubber duck's been staring at me. What's up with Jeeps and, like, all of the rubber ducks on the headboard?
I don't know.
Like, I don't...
No, they duck each other. You, like... It's, like, the whole thing. They rubber duck each other.
Yeah, I guess it's cool.
It's...
But, like, what if you're, like, a Jeep owner and then one day, like there's just, like, a duck inside the car?
No.
Someone got inside your car.
Oh, and, like, put it in? Yeah. Not on, like, the, like, side handle?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It'd be funny.
That'd be weird.
It'd be funny if, like, somebody, like, went around, like, keying ducks into the side of Jeeps and was like, yeah, you got ducked, or whatever.
Someone's definitely done that.
Yeah. They spray painted a duck.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, but then you have to drive around with, like, a duck on your Jeep.
That's true.
Yeah.
What decal would you get on your car if you could?
None.
Okay.
Sorry, I just... if I had to pick a decal, it would probably...
Shot down.
No, I didn't really mean for you to... I didn't mean to do that. It would probably be, like, a wrecker or something. If there was, like, a trunk of the car, it would be, like, a wrecker poking out.
Like, you know, like, the spare tires on the back, you'd have, like, a record cover on one of them?
Yeah, I would do that.
Sick.
I'd put an LP decal on it.
I like that.
Yeah, what about you, DJ Goose? What decal do you put on your automobile?
I don't know. I'd probably just do a stripe down the side.
Mmm.
Like, my car's, like, blue, so maybe, like, a... I have no clue. Like, a light green, almost like a mint.
Like this green?
Yeah. That green that our listeners cannot see.
Yeah, so there's like a really good green that we're looking at right now.
No, but like more minty. Like more of like a bluish mint.
A bluish mint. Okay. So it's warm.
No. Cold.
Cold. It's like light.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Almost like a sea green.
You're talking about in the car you got right now.
Yeah.
So it would be blue and green.
Yeah. But like not blue and green.
It would be blue and green.
Yes, it would.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be like a forest green, like not UVM green. It would be more like a nice mint green, which now I'm craving like a mint Coca-Cola soda, which would be so good. I just don't have mint syrup back in my apartment.
What's the consensus on mint chocolate chip ice cream?
So good.
Yes.
But mint cookies and cream is better than mint chocolate chip.
Oh, that exists?
Yeah. Oh, they have it in Ben & Jerry's.
Oh.
Okay.
Like mint Oreo?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's my favorite type of ice cream.
Oh, it would be mine too if I had it.
Next, tune in next week when DJ Didge tells us his review of mint ice cream. Mint cookies and cream.
Am I literally going
to have it soon? Yeah, we can get it tonight. No, we can't. We can get it tomorrow.
Can we get it tonight?
No.
God damn it. Okay. Well, considering that you had mentioned blue and green being together in the car.
Spark an interest in music.
Sparked an interest. We're going to be playing We're going to be playing Blue and Green by Miles Davis and Bill Evans.
Wonderful.
This is Digging the Ice. I'm DJ Ditch.
And I'm DJ Goose. Keep it tuned in.
Thank you. yourself like that. 'Cause you hurt your knees. Well, I kissed your mouth and back, but that's all I need. Don't build your world around volcanoes, melt you down. And what I am to you is not real. And what I am to you, you do not need. And what I am to you is not what you mean to me. To give me miles and miles and mountains, and I
asking to stay.
Meow.
Meow.
That was Meow.
That was Meow.
I think the person or whoever Eva's made that song, the name of the group that they invented for Meow is called Love You So Much.
Is it really?
I think so. Well, it didn't really register onto our... Meow. Yeah, it's Love You So Much.
Even... Oh, yeah. L... Lovism.
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 Previously to Meow was Grace from Jeff Buckley. Love that so much. Love Jeff Buckley so much. We also had Volcano from Damien Rice. Shout out to my uncle for recommending that tune. It's fantastic. And we kicked the set off with Blue and Green by Miles Davis. Pretty tight. Kind of went all over the place. Got some air. Blow it in.
ASMR.
I don't think they could pick up on that, though. It's got to be like...
Yeah. Maybe that's our next show. ASMR with DJ Didge.
That's what that's what Quacking the Crates is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
ASMR.
ASMR. We got one more tune for you.
One more wonderful tune.
Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. After this last tune, we're going to call the whole thing off.
Yeah.
And we're gonna, we'll see you next Sunday.
We will. We will. You've been tuned in to Dig in the Ice with DJ Goose and DJ Didge. It is 9:55 on RUV FM 90.1 on your radio dial.
Thank you so much for listening to us tonight.
Things have come have a great to a one. Pretty pass. Our romance is growing flat. For you like this and the other, while I go for this and that. Goodness knows what the end will be. Oh, I don't know where I'm at. It looks as if we two will never be one. Something must be done.
You say either. I say either, you say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, and either, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. Yes, you like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas, I like pajamas. I'll wear pajamas, give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call it off, off. Oh, let's call the whole thing off, yeah.
You say laughter and I say laughter. You say after and I say after. Laughter, laughter, after, after. Let's call the whole thing off. You like vanilla and I like vanilla. You sarsaparilla and I sarsaparilla. Vanilla, vanilla, or chocolate, strawberry. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you go for oysters and I go for oysters, I'll order oysters and cancel the oysters. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling of off. Let's call the whole thing off.
Yes, you say either.
And you say either.
You say neither.
And you say neither.
Either.
Either.
And either.
And neither.
Let's call the whole thing off. Oh, yes. You like potato.
And you like potato.
You like tomato.
And you like tomato.
Potato.
Potato.
Tomato.
Tomato.
Let's call the whole thing off. pajamas. I'll wear pajamas.
You got pajamas.
But we know we need each other, so we better call the calling.